Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome into the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Thank you all for joining us this week. This was quite a big week for myself because, as all our regular listeners know, this is my first full week as a married man. Appreciate all the sentiment on our blog. This week's show will also be recorded a bit sporadically as I am down in South America on my honeymoon. Some of our segments were recorded earlier in the week. Some are being recorded later. I'll try to keep you guys more up to date on which ones are more timely and which ones are more just general comments. Some of my favorite actual segments come from these comments that are more forward-looking rather than looking at simply the day-to-day movements. Al will not be with us this week. He is having some issues with his voice, and as we all know, if you can't speak, you can't record radio. So hopefully he'll be back with us very soon. I'll keep everybody up to date on that. But now let's get into it. For the first segment here, we have Axel Merck on the line with me. Axel, let's start chatting about currencies, but also what other central banks are doing, because we've seen the U.S. dollar, well, it did shoot up over 100 points and then pulled back earlier in the week. How do you think, before we get into the Fed, how other central banks are preparing themselves for this strong dollar and how they're, you know, just what their movements are?
Well, first, congratulations on the marriage and have a wonderful honeymoon. Now, central banks don't have a honeymoon. They are stuck where they are. They're not as mobile. And basically, in recent months, there has been a trend that all the small guys desperately tried to weaken their currency. And in many ways, though, they had hoped the Fed would do their heavy lifting for them. If the Fed tightens, they don't need to ease as much. In some ways, then, the euro plunged, obviously, like a stone. And even though central bankers wanted to have a weaker currency and a stronger dollar, all this happened a little bit too fast for them. And so in recent weeks, they've taken a little bit of a step back and taken a breather. Now, in the meantime, of course, Janet Yellen has come out and says she was just kidding. She didn't really want to be such a tough gal. And now we see a bit of a reversal in that. And so basically what we see is a classic case where everybody has been piling into the same trade. And remember, the one thing that's been working in recent years is momentum trading. Now, I'm not suggesting people should do it, but just piling on the most recent trend has worked. And so similarly, of course, the dollar going up and up and up, what can possibly go wrong? Well, what can go wrong is that the dollar has been rising together with the equity markets. And if we ever have a correction in the stock market, maybe the dollar is not going to be the safe haven. The most extreme example, by the way, might be the Swedish central bank, where the Swedish economy is doing just fine, yet they go further into negative territory, announce more QE, because, well, maybe, just maybe, something happens in Europe, and let's just blame it on inflation, let's blame it on everything else. So let's throw it in, and let's try to weaken our currencies, and I don't think they'll necessarily succeed going forward.
Axel, I appreciate you bringing up some other central banks, simply because it feels like day after day we're either talking about the Fed or the ECB, and I realize that they are two of the bigger, more powerful central banks out there, but it's also important to see what these other slightly smaller central banks are doing, because their monetary policies have also been following that of the ECB, and I believe what the U.S. initially brought everyone down that road is money printing. But now the Fed is not printing money, and they are the only ones talking about a potential rate hike. It's such a divergence here that I don't see the money printing helping out all these countries the way that they think it will, at least in the long run.
Well, they come in different flavors. And if you take New Zealand, for example, they export dairy products, and people still drink milk, powdered milk they export to China, for example. And so they still have a quote-unquote normal monetary policy, actually a reasonably high interest rate. At the other end of the spectrum, you have folks like the Swedes, where they actually have a good economy, but they just doing something to try to weaken their currency desperately. And you have others that, unlike the Swiss, where everybody has kind of given up on them because they don't know what they're doing. And so one just has to look at it with a grain of salt. You have the folks like the Canadians that have the set of challenges with the oil prices. Ultimately, of course, the reason why we discussed the Fed and the ECB, because they're the big fish in the pond. It matters what they do, but it always matters, of course, what is priced in. There's something of a good, too good a thing. I would think, yes, the fundamentals look better in the U.S. and in the medium term than in Europe, but at the same time, there is such great news priced into the U.S. And the one thing I've been concerned about so much about the U.S. is that asset prices, and not just in the U.S., by the way, are elevated because of the central bank action. That has compressed volatility. That means in English that complacency is up. When markets are not volatile, people think the markets are safe. Now, clearly the markets are risky. And if the Fed doesn't try to do an exit, and by in detail, they'll try to raise rates by September, the latest, that seems to be the word on the street, you have to have volatility come back, and asset prices cannot be sustained. And then the money will flow, not necessarily where things are the best, but where there's the best value. And I cannot see how you have good value in stocks, in bonds, or the U.S. dollar.
Which I think I would agree with, too. But as you mentioned, these markets just seem so complacent right now. We've seen volatility drop. And I think that's just the fact that people almost are trying to dumb it down and trying to make it too simple by saying, well, a comment we use on our show, the Fed has your back, so why not throw money at it? But the fact of the matter is, times can change very, very quickly, and you do not want to be left out to dry in these type of markets when we are at almost all-time highs.
And what happens is that when the stock market goes up in a straight line and volatility is gone or much less than it historically has been, people think this thing is safe. What can possibly go wrong? And then when volatility comes back, people will say, oh, I didn't sign up for this. And that's the problem, really, with volatility coming back, because then everybody is going to run for the same exit. And we've seen what can happen. We've mostly seen it in the currency markets, where at the day the Fed met the FOMC date, the euro moved a full 5 cents in that day because everybody was short the euro. And guess what? There was a little bit of a short squeeze. Now, people are shrugging it off as a problem in the currency markets. What do I care? Well, it can happen in any market. And the central banks have really taken liquidity away in some ways. Yes, we have algorithmic trading and all that. But everybody, the folks buying the stock market are bearish people that don't want to be left out on the rally, and they all want to get out on top. Good luck doing that. And the real issue is, of course, it's very difficult where to hide. The reason we do investment currencies is because there, at least, you can design a portfolio that has a low correlation, but there's no easy answer. There is no safe place anymore because cash isn't safe anymore either, because your purchasing power is at risk with the negative real interest rates we have throughout much of the world.
So, Axel, as a general comment, your outlook on the currencies, do you see the U.S. dollar falling, or do you think we're just going to scream through the 100-point level again?
I happen to think volatility is going to go up, and in that process, the dollar is going to go down. Now, that's counterintuitive, because when there's fear in the market, everybody should flee to the U.S. dollar. I happen to think that's not going to be the case. I think the euro plunge is overdone. At the very least, we have this short-covering rally. Clearly, Greece is an issue there, that there might be a crisis somewhere, but I do think that the Greek issue is mostly Greece's problem. The market will eventually shrug it off and move on. And people will have to come to reality that the rest of the world isn't as horrible as it's priced in, and the U.S. isn't as great as it's priced in. And so I do think volatility is going to go up, and in that process, the dollar is going to weaken. I mentioned Sweden. I happen to be particularly positive on the Swedish krona, because I think that they've gone way overboard in weakening, and as things tend to normalize a little bit in Europe, the Swedes have to come back to the zero level, and there the Swedish krona over the next couple of years should probably significantly outperform.
It does feel like everything needs to come back to this some sort of normal level, because right now I continue to feel like the U.S. dollar is just getting so much love. And I'm not saying that that can't continue, but something's going to need to sort itself out in Europe. I think Greece, this whole issue is being overplayed. This needs to be dealt with, because the further that this thing is kicked down the road, I think that just further drives down the euro. But we'll see what happens, because the central banks don't seem to like to make any big changes. Axel, really appreciate your time, everybody. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. As I mentioned in the first segment, Al has had a little issue with his voice this week, and I am also, when this airs, on my honeymoon down in South America. So with some dodgy internet down there, we will also be having some best of segments throughout this weekend show. I hope that you all enjoy that. We're still bringing you a couple segments that were recorded this week. And on the line with me, I have Richard Doc Postma and Arturo Prestamo, the president and CEO of Santa Cruz. Now, Arturo, we, as I mentioned, are recording this on Tuesday, but with your Rosario mine, the mine is almost back on production, back into production, and you're expecting this to come back online very soon, correct?
That is correct, actually, Corey. And we're very excited because we resume operations any day now, any time. We're just waiting for the last signed off from Semarnat. We have complied with everything here, and we did a very thorough remediation and cleanup at Rosario, and had our tailings impound in line to start running with a system that is called GeoTools that would allow us to run nicely our tailings. We're also very excited, Corey, because in December we finished commissioning our third ball mill, so the mill is ready to go up to 450 tons per day. So since day one, we will start with a very strong production on Rosario and getting forward throughout the whole year.
Now, Arturo, when the Rosario mine does come back online production-wise, is it coming back on at the production that it was at before you had to temporarily suspend operations, or have there been any changes made?
That's a very good question, Corey. No, actually, I'm pleased to tell you that we will resume operations with a higher tonnage in January, and January 2nd. We were running on average around 280 tons per day because we were just finishing on the commissioning of the third ball mill. Now that the mill is ready to start production at 450 tons per day, so we will immediately start in a significantly higher tonnage milling capacity. I'm also pleased to tell you that we have around 2 months of a stockpile at site, which will allow us to keep moving forward and developing the mine at a decent level so that we can achieve our 450 tons per day for the rest of the year.
Now, Arturo, can you explain to us what it was like dealing with the Mexican government as well as some of the regulatory agencies down there to bring the mine back into production?
Well, as you might be aware, we have a series of tailings dam situations here in Mexico where our environmental authorities have been very diligent in their homework on reviewing these situations for different mining companies. In our case, we were not the exception. The good thing is that we have a flotation system, so it's very environmental friendly. It was pretty much the visual damage that was done in the nearby areas. Then nevertheless, we didn't cut corners here, and we did a very thorough remediation and cleaning of the area. Relationship with the authorities, with Profepa and Semarnat, has been very professional. We have had a very good response from them. In the same way, I mean, we took a little bit of time here because they have been very diligent, as I was mentioning, in their site visits and their review of how things and how development has been taken care of. I'm very pleased to tell you that we had a discount on when these situations happen. It's proper that Profepa fines the company with a situation like that. As we announced in January, we got a fine for around $180,000, which with the finish of this remediation, we end up with a discount of this fine for around $50,000. And that was in light of the good work that the people did at field, and in recognition from our authorities that we have executed a good cleaning and remediation process there.
Arturo, it sounds like you over at Santa Cruz have done everything properly in that aspect. Sometimes these situations happen where you need to shut down a mine or something goes wrong, but it's all about getting it back online properly so that it doesn't happen again. Can you give us a real quick update before I throw it over to Doc to discuss the technicals of the Santa Cruz stock? Can you give us an update on what's happening over at San Felipe?
Well, in the meantime, San Felipe has been moving forward with all the permitting process. We just received the blasting permit. We have been advancing on the baseline for the NIA permit on the tailings, future tailings dam there in San Felipe and the MIO. So we have also received the EPJ, a permit that will allow you to, and MIA for the mine. The mine is permitted. We just need to keep moving forward the baseline studies to keep to have our MIO, the facility and the tailings dam permit. But we're in good time to get all those permits by the end of July, by the end of July this year. And in the meantime, also we did some drilling on Ventana vein in order to delineate in better way the possible open pit there. So far, the results are encouraging, so we'll keep advancing and de-risking the property further to a pre-feasibility study by the end of this year.
Doc, let's hear some of the technicals in your eyes. What's Santa Cruz stock looking like?
Well, interesting. Santa Cruz over the last 5 months has moved down from about 40 cents to 25 cents. And on the daily charts, it looks like the momentum indicators want to turn up here pretty soon. And it looks like the strength of the move down is now waning, and that could reverse in the near future. And on the weekly chart, it shows that the pricing is right up against the lower Bollinger Band, which looks like it wants to go sideways now. So there's not any evidence of any sudden move down in the stock anytime soon anymore. On the weekly charts also, the momentum indicators have been oversold for about 5 to 6 months, and it looks like they're gradually starting to look at moving up here. So right now, and this is an investment advice, but it's probably, you know, a good chance for taking a position in this company without an imminent drop any longer in the stock. There's minimal downside to it right now, and the Bollinger Bands are also narrowing on the weekly chart. So if you get a sudden movement in the stock, it might move very nicely. But this is an investment advice. I'm just telling you what the technicals look like.
And I will echo that. Please do not construe any of this as investment advice. Santa Cruz is a sponsor on our website. That means that you can click on their banner ad, go directly to their site to find out more information. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Santa Cruz, so please do not construe any of this as investment advice. Doc, Arturo, thanks for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You pick.
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a Wall all between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Bit of a remote as I am in Brazil on my honeymoon right now, and Chris Temple is in the United States of America. Chris, we're going to chat a little bit about oil, so let's get into it. We've seen oil move above the $50 a barrel mark. This could be in part due to the airstrikes in Yemen. Could also be some other factors in play. What's on your radar for this move?
Well, Corey, I've been talking to my members for a while, and I think you and Al and I and others have talked on this program about trying to figure out at what point we can say that crude oil has reached the bottom. And rather than picking any number, whether it's the recent lows in the low 40s or whether it's, you know, going to be lower than that or what, we have to identify first what caused oil to drop in the first place. And when those things have changed, regardless of whether that's at $42 or $48 or $28, then we can say that the oil decline is over with. Well, the two major things that happened was, number one, the U.S. dollar went on a tear, and currency traders and other speculators bought U.S. dollars and sold everything else that was the dollar's opposite number. Oil was one of the biggest victims of that. It's one of the reasons, and really the biggest reason, why oil got cut in half. Secondly, and what the markets have focused on more recently, is that you have an oversupply situation, depending on whose numbers you listen to, anywheres, and this is worldwide, from 1 to 2 million barrels a day. is being produced that is not at the moment being consumed. Because number one, of weaker economies in most places, but number two, the big issue being Wall Street force-fed a lot of cheap credit into the energy industry, just like it did quite a few years back, into housing and mortgages and so forth, and itself helped to cause that oversupply issue. First of all, let's talk about the dollar. The dollar last week had a significant correction. That correction may be over. So I don't think we can say yet that the dollar has reached its final peak, although the weak dollar has helped oil's rebound. The other thing, though, that happened overnight was we had the news that Saudi Arabia now is more active in some of the warfare in the Middle East, specifically sending more planes to attack the rebels in Yemen, which now has no functional government for all practical purposes. And what has got people a little bit worried right now is two things. Number one, Yemen is near the key strait, of course, in the Middle East. It could be a choke point for oil supplies coming out of the Middle East. But number two, the rebels in Yemen are allied with Iran. And some people are worried about to what extent this could dial up tensions between Saudi Arabia and Iran, who are cross purposes. You know, that in and of itself, these Middle East tensions is not going to change the supply and demand situation much, certainly not here in the U.S. yet, but at least for the time being, it's limiting the downside. So this is going to be an interesting situation, and it really makes even more stark the opposing forces where oil is concerned. My gut tells me that people that are taking positions and the better companies now are going to be rewarded longer term, but if this latest warfare in the Middle East were to blow over, and we see the dollar rally, you know, we may not still be out of the woods near-term for oil prices. And this really, Corey, is still a situation where you don't want to be making big bets in either direction.
Well, Chris, I also think it can be a bit scary for some investors getting into some of these oil stocks because we do keep on reading how leveraged these stocks are. And any move in interest rates, if the Fed does decide to do that, could put these companies truly at a default position and, in a sense, almost run them out of business. Now, if you do select the good companies, they will be able to survive. But in the long run, how do you think the Fed is going to address this lower oil price when we do know that it could possibly be because of some political movements as well?
I think as far as the Fed, I want to focus on that for just a second. You know, Stanley Fisher came out the other day and basically said that unless something were to change significantly, he still sees the Fed making at least one rate hike before 2015 is over. I think the markets to some extent have digested that. Whether that remains the case or not, who knows? The comforting thing is that the Fed has also acknowledged, as did Fisher, that it is looking at international events. It's made a little clearer that, yes, it is concerned about the strong dollar. In fact, Dennis Lockhart was on CNBC first thing this morning and suggested that even though he also still sees a rate hike coming this year, that the strong dollar is more worrisome to him recently. So if we were to see the dollar's rally resume for some reason, that could stay the Fed's hand. And I think as far as the Fed and the dollar and those currency issues are concerned, where that is concerned itself, most, if not all, of the damage has been done to oil from that. Not that we can't revisit the recent lows for oil or the recent highs for the dollar, but I think the Fed is making it a little clearer that their patience is running out as far as letting the dollar go up too much.
Well, and that higher dollar is affecting everything else, I would argue, including gold and the conventional markets. But do you think the Fed will have some power to move that dollar back down when we're hearing about all these other news stories, especially coming out of Europe?
That's going to be a problem, Corey, because if you take just economic policy and currency policy in isolation, then yes, the dollar clearly does have some juice. They showed that last week when everybody who had gone way too far on one side of the boat going long the dollar, you know, a few of them had to scramble and go the other direction when the Feds acted a little bit more dovish than what people were expecting. But I guess the wild card here that could cause a dollar to spike higher regardless of what the Fed says or does is what happens if, you know, there's a even more conflict in the Middle East. What if Greece announces that, hey, we tried our best, but we're leaving the euro? we just can't go on like this, or if something else comes out of left field. All of those things, at least temporarily, can cause a dollar spike as scared money seeks the safety of the dollar. So the Fed doesn't have complete control over things, but I think what they did show is that if they can affect things, or to the extent, I should say, that they can affect things, that if they see the dollar responding too much more, then they'll make it even clearer that they could push out interest rate hikes even farther into the future. They obviously don't like the strong dollar, and the fact that you've got several Fed officials now talking about that, I think, is a demonstration that it's gone far enough for them.
So, Chris, overall, is the Fed's main concern on the dollar right now, or do you think they are still continuing to be very focused on inflation as well as the markets?
I don't think the main focus is on the dollar, Corey. I think that the main focus, they don't ever admit this, of course, is they want to make sure that the markets stay liquid and fluid and don't have any major hiccup. It's an open secret. The Fed's third, self-appointed third mandate, Corey, apart from the congressional mandates regarding employment and the inflation rate, their own self-appointed third mandate is stable and secure financial markets. And that is a big reason. They don't stress it as much. They don't like to. But the fact is, and we have had some hints of this from some of the Fed officials, that this is why they're worried about the strong dollar. Yes, it's making people worry about what kind of a hit we're going to see to corporate earnings in the first quarter for U.S. multinationals. But beyond even that, and a much bigger concern, is you've got over $1 trillion of debt owed by emerging market nations that is U.S. dollar denominated. And as the U.S. dollar has gone up, their local currencies have gone down. And with their local currencies, their economic prospects have gone down. Their stresses to their economies and their own currencies, that makes these $1 trillion plus of dollar-denominated debt obligations harder for them to service. That's a systemic issue that the Fed is worried about, besides what the dollar has done to exacerbate the oil price decline and the finances for oil companies, et cetera, et cetera. So to the extent that the Fed can do it, they're going to try and continue to talk down the dollar as they did last week. But again, if we had some major blow-ups in the world, we could still see a spike higher in the dollar. But as far as the Fed is concerned, if they have their way, the dollar's rise is over with.
Chris, always appreciate your comments.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back to the fourth segment of the Corlin Economics Report. This is Chris Temple sitting in for Al and Corey. And I have with me today our one of our good friends, a regular on this program, Glenn Downs. And Glenn, what I want to start off with in this segment, we're going to talk more about politics and particularly presidential politics, is the fact that earlier this week at Liberty University, we had the first high-profile announcement on the Republican side, and that was, of course, Senator Ted Cruz. And I personally found it interesting, and you and I talked about this a little bit off the air before we started recording this segment, that Cruz chose Liberty University. Of course, it was founded by the late Jerry Falwell, and Pastor Falwell, back in the late 70s and early 80s, was a pretty big player, not only in the so-called Christian right, but in the Republican Party, and had a lot to do with helping President Reagan not only get elected, but eventually reelected in 1984. And as I was watching this, and I watched Cruz's speech and looked at some of the pundits and what they had to say about this, there's some people wondering whether this is an attempt by Senator Cruz to channel some of the old magic from the Christian right, which were great foot soldiers for the GOP for a while, or is this Christian right really a shell of itself and Cruz may be barking up the wrong tree? What do you think about this?
Well, maybe a little of both, Chris. Begin with the Christian right, as my own assessment is, Christian right as a percentage of Republican primary voters is really not what it used to be. So, as a percentage of society at large, is really not a shell of what it used to be. But what Cruz faces is the same problem all the candidates face. It's a very short primary season that's front-loaded, and people have in order to survive and move on in this very fast front-loaded system, you've got to find you got to go almost do some sort of market segmentation. So you've got your Rand Paul's got, I think, you know, probably most of the libertarian leaning Republicans, you know, headed his way. You've got Jeb Bush, who's got the Republican establishment lining up behind him in a big way. You've got Marco Rubio and some of the others coming in. So, you know, why Ted Cruz? And so Cruz has to find enough votes to be able, someplace, to be able to survive and move on through the very early primaries, be one of the top vote getters in the very early primaries and caucuses, and have others drop out, and then try to go broaden his support, just like Rand Paul is trying to broaden his support right now beyond the kind of folks who just backed his dad. So I guess he's made the decision, the strategic decision, because you do have the more mainstream establishment Republican figures that are very desirous of getting conservative Christians votes, but are not particularly desirous of having them, you know, really at the policy table after they get elected. And I think they know that. So Cruz is, I think, obviously trying to pick out that segment of the voting of the electorate. But a second point, which is equally important, why did he announce when he did, not just where he did, but when he did? And that was because he, right now, most of the money involved in these early, or all the races now, it's completely changed. The campaign contribution limits have been pretty dramatically raised as part of the so-called Cromnibus bill that passed in the lame duck session of the Congress. But the real money comes from outside of the traditional financing sources through super PACs and independent expenditures. So it's gone from a game of $1,000 at a time to a game of millionaires, and now it's gone to a game of billionaires, literally billionaires, deciding where the big money goes in big, big checks really fast, either directly to the bundled up directly to these candidates or spent on behalf of these candidates through independent expenditures. Because Cruz is a sitting senator, he's limited. If he's not a presidential candidate, if he was just had an exploratory committee, he would not be able to directly contact a lot of these third-party entities legally. Because he is a declared presidential candidate now, he can. His campaign can have a lot of communication with them. They can, there are limits on the amount they can technically coordinate their efforts. But so that's why I think he needed to get out there now, because you had the likes of Jeb Bush talking in terms of raising hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars really fast. So Cruz needed to get started when he did, because if he didn't, he would have been left behind in the money game.
Well, that makes perfect sense, Glenn. I'm glad you explained that, because I was kind of unclear about it, but it certainly makes sense that since he's a declared candidate now, he has access to that money. Getting back to your earlier point, though, about Cruz, and I agree, having been involved in it as you were years ago in the you know, the conservative base, if you will, of the GOP, Mike Cruz, with his announcement at the venue he chose of Liberty University, even if that element of the Republican Party is not as powerful and as big as it once was, might this be some play by him as well early on to galvanize enough of the Christian right, as it was always known, to make himself a relevant vice presidential candidate?
Well, potentially. But I guess, you know, that's kind of a hard game to play. You want to get yourself in that mix, but you know, a lot of people that have run in order to do that have not been very successful at that. So I guess, I think probably more likely that you get a large enough minority of the voters to support you, so that you can become one of the top two or top three people in a Iowa and a New Hampshire and South Carolina and those kinds of places, and then have your just, and there's a lot of people right now who are either running for president or talking about running for president on the Republican side, and there's probably not enough money out there to fund all these people and really keep them going. They can raise a little money to get started, but if they don't show great progress pretty quickly, their money will dry up. There are not that many people out there in that billionaire class who are giving big, big, big money to back somebody for just purely ideological reasons. They don't want just good government. They want something more than that. And so as a result, if they're just, this is an investment to them, and if their investment's not paying off, they're going to cut their losses. So if Cruz can manage to get himself in the top two or three in the early votes, primary and caucus votes and contests, then the money for the others will begin to dry up, and you get it down to a two or three man race, and then he can triangulate in a different direction, maybe a little bit, and broaden
sure.
the support. And that might be what he's up to.
Sure. Well, that remains to be seen. You mentioned, of course, that there's a number of candidates that are thinking about running. There's probably 15 or so of them. You spend your time, of course, in Washington in the corridors of power. And do you have any sense in a minute and a half or so that we have left, Glenn, of a figure who is potentially going to run on Republican side who the establishment actually fears, someone who would really upset the apple cart?
The guy, to me, who is not so much on people's radar screen right now, and I'm not sure he's anti-establishment, but he's not part of the Washington crowd at the moment, is Ohio Governor John Kasich. And I'm not endorsing him by any means, but he is somebody who's got kind of a blue-collar appeal. He spent time, he knows the Fed, he's a governor, so he's outside of the system, but he's been former chairman of the House Budget Committee. So he can speak eloquently to the federal budget problems, but do it sort of as an outsider who was once on the inside. That would, that might be somebody, who's not a Scott Walker, who's just not on a lot of people's radar screen now, but if he gets into it, and it looks like he might, he's got the ability to potentially, make himself a top-tier candidate, and he's not somebody that the people that are giving a lot of money to Jeb Bush right now are thinking about.
Well, that's interesting. I met Kasich years ago at a campaign event. One of the things that struck me about him that may give him some traction if he gets out there is he's a likable guy. He doesn't come across as, you know, a crusader, perhaps like a Ted Cruz. He's not dry as a Jeb Bush might be and some of the other ones, but he's got a little bit of energy about him. I find that interesting. It remains to be seen, of course, whether he runs or not. Some of these other candidates, it's going to be a free-for-all. And relatively speaking, it looks like the Democratic Party, their field is going to be rather thin going into next year. So anyway, we'll of course be talking about this in the months to come. Glenn Downs, thank you very, very much for being with us on the Corlin Economics Report this morning. All the best to you, and we'll look forward to our next chat.
Thanks so much.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between
between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.